Joseph Tame in Tokyo here. Tuesday, 27th of December, 2011, part 9 of a series of audio booths on presenting at Le Web in Paris, spending time at Le Web over the 3 days and what that meant to me. So, yes, that whole experience, meeting all those people over the few days, you know, the CEOs of the tech companies, the entrepreneurs, the artists, the attendees, the press, taking in the reactions to what I was doing, getting ideas from others on what I should do. An incredibly valuable experience, really powerful. I knew at the time, or I knew beforehand, it was going to be in some way life-changing. What I appreciate is that it's up to me to do the changing. I think with the unfortunate technical problems with my presentation, it wasn't the huge success that I had hoped for in that respect, but it was, I think, the springboard for me to take the next step forward. It really is, you know, of course, down to me to move on. Anyway, following that, I packed up my bags and I was ready to head for the UK to see my family for a couple of days. Unfortunately, arriving at Charles de Gaulle Airport and checking on with EasyJet to fly to Bristol, I found I had 200 euros worth of excess baggage. I wasn't too happy at the prospect of paying 200 euros just to have it sent to the UK. So I opted to pay 300 euros to have it sent, this one particular suitcase with my soggy shoe, which I'd stepped in a puddle on the way home from Le Web. I had to walk home for about 30 minutes because there were no cabs left. And I was wearing the Iran, walking alongside a big French motorway being hooted at all the way. And then through what seemed to be quite a dodgy area with all these iPhones and iPads glowing and a MacBook on my back. But MacBook Air on my back, but no problems. It was so extraordinary that no one dared approach me, I think. Anyway, horrendous stress at the airport. Apologies from the EasyJet staff on board the plane who said that their colleagues in France were notorious for being a pain in the bum and very rude. Arrived back in the UK, train and bus back to Hereford. Wonderful to see my family again. It was really lovely. The whole family came, my sister and my nephews, and my other sister and my brother and his partner and mum and dad, of course. And it was just a really, really nice time to be together. And I'm very grateful for all of my family for making it to join us. Spent a couple of days there we had a just lovely kind of Christmassy type time. And yeah, wonderful. Yeah. But it was interesting how now I'm used to being away and going back, that the goodbyes aren't like they used to be when I'd be going abroad, because we know that we'll see each other and we're in touch via Skype and things like that. So, but yeah, lovely to see them. And Mum and Dad were doing better than I'd anticipated. Dad with his back problems now, unable to walk at the moment without crutches. And in good spirits, that's the main thing. Always in good spirits, always an inspiration. And then finally, it was a case of flying home back to Japan. And, I was kind of happy to be back. Straight into the thick of it with work, big project on at Virgin Earth. So, it was kind of non-stop. And so now, just winding down for New Year, last day of work tomorrow before the New Year break. I've had a really lovely Christmas with my Japanese extended family here, all 12 of us, including two Englishmen and a Scotsman and three half Japanese, half Scottish children, and that was wonderful. We really do have a really nice traditional kind of Christmas here. And great to be back with Twinkle Tame. We're doing really great. Just been her birthday as well. So looking forward to the New Year break now. Well, I'm going to wrap up this series of recordings about my European trip. Thank you so much for listening. And do take care wherever you are and have a wonderful New Year. Thanks a lot.